Mark Crater talks a new family art show happening this summer with the Cookeville Art Studio and Gallery's Terry Ritter. And a chance for you to see Lion King Jr. in McMinnville this afternoon. It's today on The Scene.
I am talking today with Terry Ritter, who is from the Cookeville Art Studio and Gallery. And we're going to be talking a little bit about the art studio, and we're also going to be talking about this upcoming family-friendly art fair that's going on July 19th and 20th. So welcome, Terry.
Thank you for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm so looking forward to talking with you today. So tell me a little bit about the Cookeville Art Studio and Gallery. It's been around for a while.
Yeah, it's actually been around for about 68 years.
That's amazing.
It's had a couple of name changes.
Okay.
Most people know us as the Cumberland Art Society, you know, if they've been around for a while. But about 8 years ago, we kind of assumed a name of Cookeville Art Studio and Gallery, just a more updated name.
It's a good name.
Yeah.
It's a good name. And how long have you been involved with them?
I've been involved since 2018. 19, I went on the board as secretary. And two years later, I went on as president.
Oh, that's great. So you're really active with them.
Very much so. We're all volunteers.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. So so you're an artist.
I am.
Tell me a little bit about your art.
I'm a fluid artist. I do...
Explain what that means. I like it, but I'm not sure what it is.
I paint on canvases mostly.
Okay.
But also in tile and different things. But fluid art is acrylic pour, if you've heard that.
I have not.
It's taking acrylic paint and mixing it with your flow medium that makes the paint flow on the canvas. And how you mix your colors and layer your colors is how you get your design. And so it's abstract.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's kind of a mix of art and science because you have to know how your paints, one brand will react with another brand differently.
I never thought about that. So okay, that's really interesting. So then what comes out of that is the art that you're creating.
Exactly. And I did some study on it, and it actually started back in the 1939, somewhere around there. We've had a lot of fluid art, but in those days it was oil. Now it's acrylics. And,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's really exciting. Have you been an artist your whole life?
No. I studied art up through high school, and then I left college in my second year, not quite finished, and became a flight attendant for 30 years.
Really?
And so when I took an early retirement from that, my husband says, it's time for you to go back to your art.
Oh, I love that. That is fantastic. That is fantastic. You've described a little bit, what are some of the things that are inspiration to you when it comes to the creation of art?
Color. I love color. I will pick my colors before I even pick my design. With fluid art, 80% of the time you spend creating that picture is picking your colors, deciding what technique you're going to do. There's so many fun techniques out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then what is my composition going to be? Where am I going to put these paints? How am I going to tilt it or sometimes blow them with a hairdryer? How am I going to move them around to create a composition that has elements to it and is pleasing to the eye?
How interesting. Now, do you find that you get an image in your imagination?
Absolutely.
That you're trying to create? And how often do they complement one another?
Well, in the beginning, the first few years, not very often. I'd come upstairs from my studio and my husband would say, how'd it go? And I go, well, it's not really what I wanted. Now I get what I want.
Okay.
90% of the time.
And did you find sometimes you got something maybe that was not what you wanted, but you ended up liking it better than what you thought you wanted?
Absolutely. It's like, well, I didn't get that technique right, but this turned out kind of cool.
I love that. Kind of cool. That sounds very – that is kind of cool. Okay. So you work with the Cookeville Art Studio and Gallery. How many artists' work are on display, for instance?
There? Well, we have an 1,100-foot square gallery that changes shows every month. Right now, our show has four different artists in there.
All right.
And it's called the Palettes Professionals. And There's graphic art, there's photographs, there's paintings, there's just all fun stuff in there that just opened.
Okay. And where is the Cookeville Art Studio and Gallery for people who want to visit? Where is it located?
At 186 South Walnut Avenue, Suite A. We're behind the Senior Center.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we share a building. We're not affiliated with them, but we share a building.
Right. I think I've seen your sign. Well, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we are going to talk about the family-friendly art fair that's coming up on July 19th and 20th at the Hyder Barks Barn.
Yep.
All right.
Soon.
Thank you so much, Terry. We'll be right back. I'm talking with Terry Ritter from the Cookeville Art Studio and Gallery. So, Terry, tell us a little bit about this event that is coming up, the Family Friendly Art Fair.
Well, it's the first thing we've ever done like this, and my understanding is probably the first thing that's been done in our area like this. It's going to be an arts and crafts, but also art. It's exciting for us because I feel personally, and I think a lot of our artists do, that a lot of the public's afraid of art.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to introduce them to art. And so we are looking for vendors, the normal vendors you find at any event.
Right.
But we're also sticking in their artist so that you can find artwork to purchase, local artist. And in between vendors, we're going to have different booths that kids can come and do art, whether it's watercolors or painting or do arts and crafts. We'll also have booths where you can maybe stand there and watch an artist paint.
Oh, that's cool. So yeah. It's a mixture of both hands-on and being able to watch other people work.
And we know that in order to have vendors there, this is their livelihood.
Right.
So we have to drive the public into them so that they make money. So we know it can't be just about our entertaining people and demonstrating art. We have to create an atmosphere for people to want to shop. So if your kids are sitting at one booth doing an arts and craft, you can shop around.
That's very smart, giving them something to keep them engaging their own creativity.
Right. And so we've got a lot of great sponsors, like Stonecom Radio is going to have their truck out there.
Fantastic.
And doing music. Eddie Ferris says he may bring the helicopter out.
Ooh, yeah. That'd be exciting.
So we're excited. We're just getting some really fun sponsors that are helping to pay for all the kids' zone stuff, as we're calling it. Life Church is sponsoring 5 bouncy houses.
Mm-hmm.
We've got sponsorship for face painting. We've got 2 petting zoos coming, and one of them is Cora's Cuddle Goats. So you actually get to hold and cuddle baby goats. You know,
oh,
the kids
that
do.
Sounds so much fun.
Yeah, so we're trying to do a lot of things that kids can have fun. As I said, we want to introduce art to the community in a wider way, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But we also realize that in today's economy, there's a lot of people and families that can't afford things. So we have no admission charge.
Okay, so this is free.
It's free to come.
Free and open to the public.
Free and open to the public. We want kids to come and have fun, and parents don't have to say, oh, I can't afford a hot dog if they go in the bouncy house.
Mm.
So it's like, go buy the hot dog. You don't have to pay for the
bouncy
house.
Don't worry about it. The kid's going to be in the bouncy house.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. What fun. Let me ask you a question. You used both the terms art and craft. How do you see the differences and the similarities between art and craft?
I personally think there's a lot of similarities that crafts take art to do.
Right.
But a lot of people separate, I guess, between fine arts and crafts.
I see.
And but yet I know we have a company here in town that makes the most fabulous candles, and they're art.
Yeah.
But there are those who say that's an art and craft.
I see.
But yet they're absolutely beautiful. Some people say, for instance, quilt making isn't art, but oh my gosh, it's gorgeous fiber art.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess it depends on how you want to define things, but I think arts and crafts, you know, and I think people put it as one thing, but it's actually two. It's arts and it's crafts.
I see. That's I really love the way you sort of differentiated, but also I assume there was a similarity. I've always jokingly said I've spent my life in the theater, and I've always said that theater is a coarse art because it makes people uncomfortable sometimes. And so how fine can that be?
But. Well, you know, you have your performing arts and you have your visual arts.
That's true.
And
yeah.
Everything that isn't for performing, I kind of put in visual.
Yeah, I really like that. So I am talking today with Terry Ritter from the Cookeville Art Studio and Gallery. We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about this family-friendly art fair that's coming up July 19th and 20th at the Hyder Burks Barn, which is right behind the Hyder Burks Pavilion. So if you know where that is, it's very easy to find. We'll be right back. Thank you so much, Terry.
I'm glad to be here.
We're back talking with Terry Ritter from Cookeville Art Studio and Gallery. So, Terry, you mentioned looking for vendors for this family-friendly art fair that's going on July 19th and 20th at the Hyder Burks Barn. So talk a little more about – you were saying off mic about the venue, how great the venue is for vendors. Talk a little more about that.
It really is. The whole place is set up with 10 by 10 stalls, I guess you can call that, that are metal that you can actually hang your artwork on or
That's
whatever
great.
It is you're making. So you don't need to bring a tent. You don't need to bring fake walls. You do need to bring your own table and chairs. Every stall
but
has
– But that's not bad.
That's not bad. That's a whole lot less to
yeah.
pack. You do have to I was going to say there's electrical there.
Oh, perfect.
So if you need to plug something in for your – whatever it is you create, or if you like kettle corn, they need to plug in their stuff, or if you just want another fan. The venue has huge overhead fans to keep everything cool.
That's great. Yeah. You had made the point off mic about the fact that they got to keep the animals cool.
Yeah.
And that we want to keep the people. We want to keep the patrons cool
yeah.
too.
And we've already got some good food trucks coming.
Oh, so, tell us a little more about that.
Well, Hardwood Smokehouse is coming.
Okay. They're fantastic.
Yeah. And then we have a lady from Nashville that is the Louisiana Queen, she said.
Really?
So those are too fun. and a couple we're still trying to entice in. So Kona Ice, please. And
good.
MB Donuts, please. Because those are great for the kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have learned from food trucks, don't have too many. Because they
yeah.
eat each other up.
You yeah,
know,
that makes
just
sense.
Enough to be able to serve the people coming, but not – so we're being kind of picky on the food trucks so that it is something for families.
Yeah, that's great. So if a vendor is sort of thinking about coming to this, how do they – what talk a little bit about what is the benefit for the vendors participating in the family-friendly art fair?
Well, I think because it's free admission – and all the kids' stuff is free. Families are going to have more money to spend with the vendors. And that's one of the reasons we're doing that. We're also encouraging vendors to come early. There's only a limited number of stalls. And we want a variety of arts and crafts and other things, too.
Sure.
It doesn't have to be just arts and crafts. I guess I want to disabuse that idea that it's only art. But we realize that vendors need to make a living. So we're doing everything we can that will bring the public to you on that weekend with our sponsors and with a bunch of other things that are going to be happening around the building mm-hmm. so that people will be coming.
That's great. So you're there's a lot of draw.
Yes.
And I kind of love the idea of a family-friendly event where you can bring everyone from children to grandpa. And they can all find something that's going to be appealing.
Exactly. And by having everything free, for, all the kids' zone stuff free, I should say, the bouncy houses, the petting zoos, and things like that, it allows the parents to have some fun for
yeah.
their kids. And we've heard from so many parents that there just isn't enough things for them to take their kids to during the summer. So we're hoping this will be something for them. Our vendors are very important. As I said, we realize it's their livelihood.
Yeah.
So we want to make it where they can make money this weekend.
And how – so if a vendor is deciding to – what's the best way for them to register to participate?
The best way would be to email us at at CumberlandArtSociety.com. I just blew that. I'm giving you mine. CumberlandArtSociety@yahoo.com.
Ah, okay.
So that's CumberlandArtSociety@yahoo.com. And we can send you an application. Or okay. You can stop in at 186 South Walnut Avenue, Suite A, and we'll be glad to help you get one filled out.
Okay, great. So there's some good options for vendors mm-hmm. that want to be involved. So this sounds like it's going to be an awesome event. It's the Family Friendly Art Fair. It's taking place on Saturday and Sunday, July 19th and 20th at the Hyder Burks Barn. There's going to be food trucks and vendors and artists and bouncy houses and a petting zoo. I mean, who doesn't want to hug a goat? Come on.
Exactly.
And face painting and the whole thing. And you'll be there, Terry.
I'll be there. I'll be running around with a walkie-talkie.
Well, it sounds fantastic. It has been an absolute pleasure talking with you today. Thank you so much, Terry.